From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for February 26, 2013. Back in December, a National Cotton Council survey found Texas intended cotton acreage plantings to be down by as much as 25% from 2012. To get the latest take on cotton for 2013, I talked to Dr. Galen Morgan, AgriLife Extension State Cotton Specialist, College Station.
Since then, prices have come together, have gone up a little bit for cotton and come down a little bit for the grain crop. So my guess is that National Cotton Council survey hopefully is the worst case scenario as far as, you know, planted cotton acres.
And what were they predicting?
9.01 million acres.
That's total upland for the country, right?
Correct.
And did they break it down by state?
They did. And they had the Southwest at 5.23 million acres, which that includes Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and New Mexico. And that's down 24.4% from last year. For Texas, they have, their estimate is at 4.9 million planted acres is what they're predicting for Texas, which is down 25% from last year.
I've heard about demand for cotton being high in 2013 despite high carryovers, but as I understand it, talking to some agronomists, wheat prices are having a bigger effect on cotton planting intentions. Is that right?
Yeah, we're still dry, and you know, a lot of this cotton acres is going to go to, already has gone to wheat, mm-hmm. and with sufficient rain, which it seems like the rolling plains and some of the high plains is getting, they'll probably stick with that wheat. And then there's talk of quite a bit of sorghum going in also.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.